The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and this, the book list, Top Picks for Book Club and Beyond. This is by Real Simple. We have five book options. A satisfying rom-com. Lily Lee is about to start her dream job when an HR background check reveals that because of a glitch with a pass-fail class, she didn't actually earn her undergrad degree a decade earlier. Forced to go back and get her missing credits, she discovers that her new teaching assistant is her old college boyfriend, Jake Cho. Suzanne Park is the author, P-A-R-K. The Do-Over is a hilarious and smart with insightful commentary about second chances, self-doubt, and what it really means to have a successful life. Dual Timeline Tale. Jess is an unemployed journalist who returns to Sydney from London to care for her ailing grandmother. There she finds an old book detailing the police investigation into a horrifying 1959 murder that was never solved. As the storyline in the book Kate Morton's Homecoming... the book is Homecoming. Kate Morton, the author, M-O-R-T-O-N, it shifts between past and present. Jess learns her own family might be involved in the notorious case. Her search for answers results in a captivating mystery, exactly the kind of escape we could all use during our downtime. Next one's a family drama. On his 37th birthday, a father never shows up for his surprise party at home, seeming to disappear into thin air. Over the ensuing years, his wife and daughter try to discover what happened to him. The story zigzags through a family's history, from the Great Migration to 1990s New York, and long-held secrets come to light. Be prepared to read Anissa Gray's book, G-R-A-Y, Totally Absorbing and Tender Tale, Life and Other Love Songs. Be prepared, you'll do it in one sitting. Next, a sci-fi page-turner. Camp Zero, the book by Michelle Min Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, is set in a dystopian future after climate disaster has ravaged the world. Only the wealthiest are safe, living in settlements of floating cities. Rose, a sex worker, is sent by a VIP client to spy on a secretive camp in the far north of Canada in exchange for secure housing for her mother. What follows is a gripping story about survival, with compelling characters and frightening plot twists that will keep you riveted. And last, a surreal satire, Julia Langbein's American Mermaid is the book. Langbein, L-A-N-G-B-E-I-N. A high school English teacher seems to hit the jackpot. Her novel becomes a bestseller and she moves to L.A. to write the screenplay. When her Hollywood hack co-writers try to turn the feminist masterpiece into a big-budget action movie, her novel's main character, a mermaid, appears to come to life to protest. Wildly inventive, this book will get you thinking about artistic integrity as it elicits plenty of snarf-yourself laughs. Woman's Day produced this one, Waste Not, Want Not. Let Stop Food Waste Day, April 26th, serve as a reminder to avoid overbuying groceries and inspire you to start composting. Michelle Balls, B-A-L-Z, author of No Waste Composting, says beginners can keep it simple at first by composting just backyard leaves and coffee grounds. Once you begin incorporating fresh scraps, get a plastic outdoor compost bin with a locking lid. It'll hold in moisture and keep critters out. From Real Simple, got dry eyes? Your computer setup, or lack thereof, could be responsible. If your eyes feel strained and your vision blurred, you might have computer vision syndrome, says Adam Ramsey, an optometrist in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. His suggestion to prevent it? Make sure you sit upright with your feet on the floor and keep your screen at or beneath eye level, because looking up puts strain on the eyes. And follow the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. This helps your eyes relax, he says. If symptoms persist, see your eye doctor. And what's up with pandemic periods? The last few years threw our schedules out of whack, right down to our menstrual cycles. In a study in the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, more than half of women reported changes in period duration and flow between March 2020 and May 2021. The likely culprit? Stress. Yes, our old friend. An increase in the stress hormone cortisol can trigger other hormonal changes that affect our levels of estrogen and progesterone, which may result in irregular months. Still kind of off? Generally, shifts in your cycle due to life changes are normal and no cause for alarm, says Kiara King, MD, an OBGYN in Chicago. But if you suddenly bleed through period products, if cramps disrupt your life, or if you've missed three periods in a row, talk to your doctor. 53% of women have had period changes during the pandemic. This just in, drink for your health. People who are well hydrated may develop fewer chronic conditions such as heart and lung disease, and even live longer. According to a recent study from the National Institutes of Health, the amount you need varies according to your activity level, your health, and the climate you live in. But sip enough to not feel thirsty, and you should be hitting the mark. Don't love water? Try it filtered and chilled. Still not sold? Drop in some fruit and get a vitamin boost, too. From Good Housekeeping, 5 Healthiest Kitchen Staples. Keeping the right things on hand for quick meal prep can be a key to a healthy diet. Always have these simple but nutrient-dense foods within arm's reach. First, sprouted grain bread. This kind of bread is typically higher in protein, fiber, and certain vitamins and minerals than others, and it has a yummy, nutty flavor and a hearty texture. I like to keep mine in the freezer to preserve its freshness as it spoils more quickly than breads with preservatives do. Kefir. This tangy, fermented beverage has a consistency between that of yogurt and that of milk, provides several vitamins and minerals, and is great for gut health. Much of the immune system is housed in the gut, which may be why kefir supports the immune system and has even been shown to modulate it to suppress viral infections. Drink kefir straight or add it to smoothies and creamy dressings. Canned salmon. This omega-3 powerhouse is rich in protein, vitamin D, and calcium when the tiny edible bones are included. Drain the liquid and it's ready to add as a topper to practically any dish. My favorite way to use it is for burgers. Mix together salmon, egg, whole wheat breadcrumbs, a little lemon juice, and your favorite flavorful spices. Then cook them up. When stocking up on canned salmon, look at the label. If possible, get wild-caught varieties with minimal added ingredients and look for a lower sodium version. Next, lentils. These legumes, high in fiber and protein, make any meal feel substantial. With about 120 calories and 8 grams of fiber per half cup, lentils are low in sodium and saturated fat, so they are a heart-healthy option. Toss them into chopped salads, soups, or grain bowls, and add them to meat mixtures like chilies and stews for more bulk and nutrients. You can even grind lentils in a food processor to transform them into veggie burgers or vegan meatballs. And eggs. These convenient sources of protein are delicious, and Good Housekeeping nutritionists approve Eggland's Best Eggs are especially good for you. Compared with ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best Eggs have more than double the vitamin B12 and heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids, 6 times the vitamin D and 10 times the vitamin E to support immunity. Try them for curry avocado toasts with crispy eggs. And a question for the Good Housekeeping Nutrition Lab, should I take multivitamins? Their answer, I think it's worth taking a high-quality malty that is geared toward your age group and labeled as having been vetted by a third-party organization such as USP. Getting nutrients through food is always ideal, but a multivitamin can act as a backup. And while research shows that multivitamins do not prevent heart disease or cancer, preliminary research indicates that they may improve cognition in older adults. In an NIH-funded study, more than 2,200 participants ages 65 and older took some combo of cocoa extract supplement and a multivitamin mineral supplement or a placebo daily for 3 years. Those who took the multivitamin scored higher on global cognition than those who didn't, with significant improvements in memory and executive function. More research is needed, but this study is one more reason to consider taking a multi. And one more subheading here. Another question. My yoga class is full of people in their 20s. Am I too old for yoga? And their answer, a big no on that. It's never too late to start a yoga practice. Research suggests that yoga can improve flexibility, balance, and mood, all important at any age. While the complex inversions and more rigorous styles can be intimidating, there are many types of yoga, so you just need to find one that's approachable for you at your current fitness level. Hatha and other intro beginner classes can be good ones to start with. Try these beginner poses, recommended by Peloton yoga instructor Ross Rayburn. There's three. First, cobra pose. Lie face down on the mat with your palms flat near your shoulders and the tops of your feet pressing down. Inhale as you press through your palms to lift your head and chest off the floor. With a strong neck and a soft upper back, take your shoulders back. Work toward keeping your upper back wide and your lower back long as you increase the depth of the back bend. Hold 30 to 60 seconds. Chair pose. Stand tall and inhale as you raise your arms straight overhead. Your biceps should be slightly in front of your ears, your palms facing inward. As you exhale, bend your knees as if sitting down. Stick your butt out slightly, but keep your core muscles strong. Maintain strength in your legs and space in your lower back. Hold the pose for at least 30 seconds and up to a minute. And child's pose. Start by kneeling on the floor and bringing your big toes together. Sit on your heels and spread your knees wide. Exhale as you fold forward and rest your torso between your thighs, going as low as is comfortable. Either rest your arms alongside your thighs or reach your hands forward in front of your mat for an extended child's pose. Hold for 30 to 60 seconds. From Real Simple, is there a right way to load the dishwasher? Everyone's got an opinion. We collected yours, then called on the experts to settle the debate once and for all. So readers say, under the Oh Yeah heading, I have three people's opinions. Dishes need to be lined up facing the same direction. Utensils go in with handles down and nothing can be crammed in. Another, if all the cutlery is facing the same direction and the plates are in descending order of size, it cuts down on unloading time. And I've had dishwasher loading optimization on my LinkedIn profile for about 10 years. And in the meh doesn't matter camp, when I don't have to load it and, more importantly, unload it, it's the right way, whatever way it is. Putting dishes in the dishwasher is the right way. Leaving them in the sink is the wrong way. After that, it's all in artistic expression. And there's no right way, but there are many, many wrong ways to do it. The experts say, we're not trying to start a household war, but yes, there is a right way. And it has to do with the appliance's design. A dishwasher doesn't fill up with water like a bathtub. Instead, it works like a shower. Most machines now have at least two spray arms under the upper rack and on the very bottom that hose everything off, says Marty Olson, quality engineering lab manager at LG Electronics USA. Block the jets and you'll unload still grimy tableware. So how to arrange all your stuff? Olson suggests checking the owner's manual, which has specific loading guidelines. If you haven't seen your manual since the Clinton administration, the manufacturer's website should have a PDF. Failing that, follow these general rules. First, with newer models, skip the pre-rinse. Just scrape your dishes. Most detergents need some lingering food streaks to do their job, says Morgan Eberhard, a senior scientist with Cascade. If your dishes are still dirty, try another setting or detergent. Next, plates go on the bottom rack facing the center. Cups, mugs, dishwasher-safe wine glasses, small containers, and bowls go face down on the top rack. In the cutlery basket, washable knives should point downward for safety. Forks and spoons should point upward so the dirtiest parts get optimal cleaning. And mix the utensils so they don't nest together, Eberhard says. Before you start the cycle, give the racks a gentle shake. You want to hear some jingling, but nothing should bang around. And finally, share these instructions with all your cohabitants. From Real Simple, stuff we love, game changers for pets. And they've got some options here. First, pick of the litter. If your cat is prone to UTIs, this silica gel-based litter is for you, or rather, your cat. It changes color when it's tinkled on. Yellow means things are A-OK. Blue means your cat might have an infection. Pretty Litter, from $24 per month, prettylitter.com, prettylitter.com. A calming, a skin-soothing shampoo, Splish Splash Fido needs a bath. The avocado oil and probiotics in this formula will help keep him itch and dandruff-free. Oh, and he'll smell nice and clean. Probiotic shampoo and conditioner from ScoutsHonor.com, $22. ScoutsHonor.com. A calming vest. Like a weighted blanket for dogs, this machine washable vest applies subtle pressure to help relax dogs during storms, travel, fireworks, and more. It's the Thunder Shirt Classic Anxiety Vest, made in North Carolina, available from $40 from Chewy.com. A pet camera. It's hard to leave pets at home, but this camera makes it easier. Connect to the app for real-time barking alerts and cute recordings. You can even have it dole out treats for being the best doggy in the whole wide world. It's the 360-degree dog camera at Furbo.com, F-U-R-B-O.com, $210. Hands-free leash. Got to carry stuff? No problem. You can still walk the dog with this 7-foot leash, which wraps across your body or around your waist. It also works as a regular leash when your hands are less full. It's the Biothane Hands-Free Multifunction Leash, $35 at wooflab.com, W-O-O-O-F-L-A-B.com. The Elevated Dog Bowl, great for flat-faced breeds like pugs and keeps messy eaters from leaving crumbs everywhere. The removable silicon liner is dishwasher safe. It's the tough fluff trough. It does look like a trough, doesn't it? Fluff trough and silicone insert set at flufftrough.com. It's $45. FluffTrough.com. And the inflatable dog collar. No more cone of shame. This soft, inflatable version is just as good at preventing pets from going after rashes or wounds, but way comfier. It's the Zen Pet Zen Collar Inflatable Dog Recovery Collar, $28, available on Chewy.com, C-H-E-W-Y.com. Got a couple of dishes from Woman's Day here. First, slow cooker carnitas tacos. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 6 hours and 30 on high, or 8 hours and 30 on low. Serves 8. We need 1 tablespoon canola oil, 4 pounds boneless pork shoulder, trimmed, cut into 3 pieces, 2 tablespoons ground cumin, kosher salt, 1 large white onion, chopped, 3 poblano peppers, seeded and chopped, 2 serrano chilies, sliced, 4 cloves garlic, pressed, 1/2 cup low-sodium chicken broth or water, 1/4 cup fresh lime juice, 24 small tortillas warmed, cilantro sliced, scallions sliced, radishes, salsa, and lime wedges for serving. In a 12-inch skillet, heat oil on medium-high until hot. Season pork all over with cumin and 1 teaspoon salt. Cook until browned on 2 sides, turning over once halfway through, 5 minutes total. Transfer pork to the slow cooker. In skillet, add onion, poblanos, chilies, and garlic. Cook, stirring often, 2 minutes. Transfer to the slow cooker along with broth and lime juice. Cover and cook on high, 6 hours, or low, 8 hours, or until pork is very tender. Transfer pork to cutting board with 2 forks. Pull into bite-sized shreds, discarding any fat. Serve with tortillas, cilantro, scallions, radishes, salsa, and lime wedges. And how about onion flatbread? Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 30, and it serves 4 to 6. We need all-purpose flour for dusting. 1 pound of pizza dough at room temperature. Cornmeal for dusting, optional. 1 1/2 tablespoons Dijon mustard. 4 ounces thinly sliced provolone cheese. 1 small yellow onion, thinly sliced. 1 small red onion, thinly sliced. 1 small bulb of fennel, cored and thinly sliced. 2 teaspoons fresh thyme leaves. 1 1/2 tablespoons olive oil. Kosher salt and pepper. 2 ounces Fontina cheese, coarsely shredded. Fine chopped flat-leaf parsley for sprinkling. Heat oven to 500 degrees. If you can't heat your oven this high without broiling, heat to 475. On lightly floured surface, shape pizza dough into 14-inch oval. Place on cornmeal dusted or parchment-lined baking sheet. Spread with mustard, then top with provolone. In large bowl, toss both onions, fennel, thyme, oil, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Fold in Fontina. Scatter over the dough and bake until crust is golden brown and vegetables are tender, 10 to 12 minutes. Sprinkle with parsley before serving. I think I can smell it. From Real Simple, the star, dried herbs. Fresh herbs get a lot of love. We're here to spread some of that love to the dried stuff, which can add major oomph to a dish and deserves way more appreciation. Unlock the full flavor of dried herbs by heating them in fat. Both oil or butter will work great. Your first assignment, the fragrant and fancy-looking drizzle for this lemon-spiked yogurt dip, a.k.a. the ideal party appetizer, and it's called Herby Yogurt Dip. Active and total time, 15 minutes. Serve 6. 1/2 cup olive oil. 3 teaspoons mixed dried herbs, such as parsley, oregano, basil, and mint. 1 teaspoon crushed red pepper. 2 cloves of garlic grated on a microplane, about 3/4 teaspoon. 5 scallions, finely chopped, divided. 2 cups plain whole milk Greek-style yogurt. 1 teaspoon lemon zest plus 1 tablespoon fresh juice. 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt. Crusty bread or warm pita and or vegetables for dipping. Heat oil, dried herbs, and crushed red pepper in a small saucepan over medium-low, swirling pan often until shimmering, about 3 minutes. Remove from heat. Add garlic and 3/4 of the scallions. They will sizzle. Stir to combine, then let cool for 5 to 10 minutes. Meanwhile, combine yogurt, lemon zest, lemon juice, and salt in a medium bowl. Transfer yogurt mixture to a serving dish. Top with oil mixture and remaining scallions. Serve with crusty bread or pita and vegetables. And another, the star pickle juice. Finished the last kosher dill spear? Hold on to that juice. It's a great stand-in for vinegar in creamy pasta or potato salad dressings. And it's a brilliant single-use ingredient marinade for meat, especially pork. It also imparts a savory, salty goodness to drinks. Swap it in for olive juice in your next dirty martini. And check out this Bloody Mary recipe, pickle juice Bloody Mary. Active and total time are both 5 minutes, and it serves two. We need ice. 3/4 cup tomato juice. 1/3 cup dill pickle juice. 1/3 cup of vodka. 2 to 3 dashes Worcestershire sauce. 2 to 3 dashes hot sauce, such as Tabasco, optional. Cornichons, celery stalks, olives, and lemon wedges for garnish, optional. Add ice to 2 tall glasses. Fill a cocktail shaker with ice. Add tomato juice, pickle juice, vodka, Worcestershire sauce, and hot sauce, if using. Cover and shake until outside of the shaker is frosted, about 30 seconds. Strain into prepared glasses. Garnish with desired toppings. From Good Housekeeping, the pro knows what are the best bath mats we tested to find cushy, absorbent options. First, a Luxe Layer. This plush cotton pick looked and felt fuller than all the other styles we tested. It has a non-slip coating on the back and comes in 25 colors. It's Front Gates Resort Collection Skid-Resistant Bath Rug from $59 at frontgate.com. FrontGate.com. A soft foam surface. Memory foam provides comfy cushioning, and testers said the velvet surface was absorbent, quick drying, and soft. It's also lightweight and affordable. It's the Yimobra memory foam bath mat. It is available on Amazon from $10. And a colorful floor cover. Add a fun element to your bathroom decor with this vibrant cotton rug. It looks like it's a striped kind of option. Its thinner design helps it dry faster than thick and plush bath mats. It's the Annie Selke Stripe Bath Rug from $48 at annieselke.com. AnnieSelke.com. Support Turkey and Syria. Another very wonderful thing about Real Simple Readers is that you're driven to help others. The effects of the devastating earthquake that struck Syria and Turkey in February will be felt for years. If you want to help families in that area, visit unicefusa.org and make a donation. That's UNICEFUSA.org. And from Magnolia, taking it slow at Magnolia. Life often asks us to go fast or be efficient, but this season we're taking our sweet time. Whether at home or in Waco, join us in celebrating things that take a little longer, like a great recipe, a piece of art, or crossing the finish line. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.